This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We're on 107.7 FM, WTPLFM.com. Can you hear feedback?
Could you kill us? Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
All right, we're live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe and watch the show. And we have quite a packed show today.
Quite a packed show today with food and music.
Yes.
You know, we had the some of the performers last week from the Palace Theater because Les Mis opens Friday
yes.
at the Palace Theater. And you know what a wonderful place that is. You saw Bob Marley there.
Oh my gosh, it was great.
Last weekend. So today we have your nephew, Elliot. And we actually have, is that a Steinway piano?
Oh, this one's not a Steinway.
It's
he has
not?
A Steinway at home.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So this is, it looks like a nice piano.
It's a beautiful piano, yes.
I mean, it opens up, and I mean, it's a beautiful wood and the whole
yes,
deal.
Yes, it's
so,
gorgeous.
He will give us the treat of some live music, and the microphones have been set up. The sound test has been completed, and we'll hear from him within the hour.
Yeah, so if you want to come down to Midtown Cafe and listen, you can certainly do that as well.
Watch
so,
the live performance.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I can actually hear all the room noise from the atrium, so you can actually turn that down,
Carol.
Yeah,
there
you go.
There we go.
All right, so.
Much,
although I kind of like having all that ambiance
cool.
sound, but you just never know what you're going to get when you got a mic open in a room where you don't know the people. So we'll be chatting with and listening to Elliot. But before then, a woman who has a fairly new business called Maple Nut Kitchen out of Keene makes all kinds of fabulous granola products.
Granolas, yum.
And the syrup comes right from New Hampshire, and the different blends that she's put together, and she has brought samples that I'm sorry we can't share with you, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll do our best to do justice when we talk to her. And the world of granola, which is a very popular and healthy food.
It is. It is. I have some questions for her, so I'm anxious to talk.
Well,
to
I
her.
Hope so. This is a talk show, you know. You better have some questions.
I definitely have some. Well, you know, I'm, as far as like with my eating, you know, and healthy
oh,
eating.
Oh, okay. How it applies
you know,
to
all that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And we're going to kind of stay on a somewhat healthy theme. Liz Barber from the Creative Feast will join us at 1:30. She does a lot of instructing, and she teaches school people how to
yeah.
prepare better meals for the students. And she'll go to your house and make a private meal and give you a cooking lesson. She speaks a lot at libraries and garden clubs. That's where Barbara saw her. So she's my talent scout for this one. And we got in touch with Liz, and she's joining us here at about 1:30 this afternoon. So we've got all the food and music in between.
There you go. And you know what, listeners, you may want to, well, you definitely want to stay tuned because coming up, you know, during the show, at some point, we will be taking some qualifiers for a really good Mother's Day package. So listen for that.
This is up at Gunstock, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like a list of stuff that they will get. Yes, for sure. So today's food holiday.
Oh, I have no idea.
National Blueberry Pie Day. Don't
okay.
you love blueberry
I
pie?
I do. I really do. I think of that commercial for some kind of thing for your dentures. And they pull out a string of pearls out of a blueberry pie. Now, that, of course, isn't too appetizing.
But I know.
Pulling
gosh.
Out grandma's dentures from a blueberry pie. But it is good because, you know, the ratio of fruit filling to crust is way better than, say, apple pie.
I think so, too.
Have you ever made a blueberry pie?
I have.
Have you?
I have, from scratch. And that's probably my favorite pie. Mm-hmm. And that's like the one pie that I think of to, I mean, I don't eat it very often. I don't even remember the last time I had blueberry pie. But, you know, that's the one pie that I think of to heat up with like a nice plop
oh.
of, you know, vanilla ice cream on
yes.
it. Yes. You know?
Mmm. All right.
We could use some of that, anybody.
Well, don't be
no,
begging
actually,
because,
I can't.
Because people will be bringing us food today, so we'll be very happy with that. There's some very good news for people that buy chicken, especially if you buy Tyson chicken. Have you heard about this?
No.
They have announced, and they are the largest poultry producer, this coming today from the Reuters news organization. They plan to eliminate the use of human antibiotics in their chicken flocks by September of 2017, one of the most aggressive timelines yet set by an American poultry company.
Wow.
Now, that's very huge.
That is huge.
You don't realize how much food you're eating that actually has antibiotics in it. And you say, well, so what? I'm fine. I'm healthy. And here's the problem with that, though. When you do need the serious medical antibiotics for various things that you may have, the human body may not respond. It resists.
Exactly
right,
yep.
Carol.
Yep.
So this is something that the people have been trying to get done for years. And I know people are rolling their eyes saying, oh, we hear about it all the time. Well, it's going to happen, and it's good for you, believe me.
You know, that's what you're hearing, all kinds of stuff like that about people taking out all of those stuff. Like I was reading this morning, Chipotle is taking out all GMOs
yes.
out of all of their ingredients.
Yes, and we're going to cover that here in just
yeah.
a moment. I'm glad that you brought that up. I believe that McDonald's may have had a little something to do with this. They are one of the largest customers, I think, of chicken in terms of restaurants, and I believe they said something to the effect that they don't want to be using anything that has antibiotics in their products, their chicken
wow.
sandwiches. And so I think that put a little extra tightening of the screws
That's
to Tyson.
That's pretty huge for McDonald's.
It is. Now, I don't know about Frank Perdue. I have no idea if they use any antibiotics, but they're hoping that as time goes on, it will spread to some of the other meat-producing industries, cattle, veal, and stuff like that.
I think eventually it's all going to be like that because it just seems like it's just going towards that way. I mean, everybody's just thinking healthy and doing healthy
exactly.
and really watching out what you put in your body. And...
Well, and the reason they initially started doing this was to keep the animals from getting sick, which is, you know, a noble thought and a good business move, except that at our expense.
Exactly.
So that will be going away in the near future. There are some antibiotics that are not the same as you use for medicine. Those apparently can still be used, but I don't know that Tyson will be using those, and we'll be hearing a lot more about that, I'm sure. Chick-fil-A in 2014 gave their producers 5 years to meet their commitment to go antibiotic-free for chicken. Purdue is a major supplier of Chick-fil-A. So it's been on the table. Oh, here we go. Here it is. A rival poultry producer, Purdue Farms, told Reuters that more than 95% of the chickens it produces are raised without antibiotics approved for human use. More than half are raised with no antibiotics of any kind. So that answers the question I raised because I didn't read far enough down to get the answer.
Have you ever eaten at a Chick-fil-A?
I have. They used to have one at the Pheasant Lane Mall.
Well, I think there's one in Nashua now.
Yes, you are correct.
I think it's a brand new one.
You are right about that.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where it is, but I know they had their opening about a year ago or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, you hear so many good things about it.
It is good.
I don't know anything. I've never eaten there. I guess I thought of it as a chain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a chain.
It is a chain, yes.
They do say it's very, very good.
Yeah, it is good, and they have all these... they have like cows that are their mascot, you know.
Oh, I didn't even
don't
know
eat
that.
Meat, eat chicken, or something to that effect. Very
okay.
funny. Yeah. And you did bring up Chipotle, and I'm glad that you did because they're the Denver-based chain, and they will be eliminating GMO, genetically modified yeah. ingredients, in their food as well. There's a lot of research been going on about that, and people say, well, so what? 92% of consumers believe that genetically engineered food should be labeled, according to a Consumer Reports poll from last year. 80% of goods consumed in the U.S. contain GMO ingredients, primarily because 94% of corn and 93% of soybeans grown in the U.S. came from GMO strains in 2014.
Wow.
And again, the GMOs are used in the production of the crop growing to keep them insect and disease resistant. But again, what's it doing to us as a result?
Exactly.
So, Chipotle, I have to tell you.
Do you like Chipotle?
This is the only experience I've had with Chipotle. I've not eaten at the one on South Willow Street here in Manchester because it's too close to my friend Tom Boucher's Cactus Jack's restaurant. I said, Tom, if Tom ever saw me going in there, I'd just be so horrified. But, however, at
Tom
the
Tom would be fine about
well,
it.
Well, he would be, but, you know.
He definitely would. I mean, it really is different. If you're on the fly and quick.
In Baltimore, at the airport, they have a huge food court with, you know, all the fast food people, about 10 of them, side by side by side. And the only one that ever has a line that's really, really long is Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Yeah.
Really, wherever you go, Chipotle. My son, he's vegan. That's where he eats.
Yeah.
Chipotle. Loves it, loves it. And so, I like it, too. I like it, too. You know, fresh ingredients. You know what you're getting.
Right.
It's good.
The GMOs are gone, though, or will be soon.
Yeah.
Chipotle. So some good news today for us consumers, even though we don't think about it when we eat. There's stuff going on that you don't know, and so that will be taken off the table, which is good.
And, it's really nice. I get emails from time to time from listeners, and, it's always nice to hear. There's a listener, and I told her I would give her a shout-out today. She listens every day at her computer with her headphones on. She listens to Food for Thought. So I just wanted to do a little shout-out to Lisa in Contoocook. So thank you, Lisa, listening to Food for Thought. So, yeah.
Very thoughtful of her, although I wish she would take the headphones off so everybody could hear us. But I guess in the workplace, you have to be considerate.
Yeah, probably. Well, I'm sure. It depends on what type of workplace
you're in. Well, we wear headphones,
she could
too.
She could be in a library. Who knows?
Very true.
Then she really needs to keep her headphones on. I'm not sure what she does. But anyway.
Can you spell Contoocook?
Contoocook.
Very good.
Right?
I think that's right.
Contoocook.
Were you good in spelling bees in school?
You know, I was good in spelling.
Were you?
I was a good speller. I was. Matter of fact, I did like a contest. I don't remember what grade, but yeah, I like placed or something, but I am a good speller.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's about it. I'm not good in math, though. this day, back in 2005, they say today in food history, back in 2005, was the loaded burrito scare.
No way.
And New Mexico police were called to a middle school when someone saw what appeared to be a weapon being carried in by a student. Police did not find any weapon, but finally an eighth grader realized that when someone had been what someone had seen was his extra credit commercial advertising project, a 30-inch long steak burrito wrapped in tinfoil and a T-shirt.
Well, in today's world,
I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to say that. That's
in today's world, you bring anything that's not normal to school, including a water pistol or even your finger,
Yeah.
You got to be careful. So,
yeah. That's the way I was on the treadmill this morning and looking at what was happening in Baltimore.
Very sad, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, what is with people? It's like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But. All right. Well, I think you're listening to Food for Thought on 107.7, and we are going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we are going to be in studio with Vivian of Maple Nut Kitchen, granola with taste. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Good afternoon. Little ticket to ride there. Your ticket to food is Food for Thought every weekday from noon to 2. WTPL 107.7 The Pulse, and Food for Thought is also online, foodforthoughtnh.com, and on Facebook, Food for Thought as well. And it's brought to you by Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company, and Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill, 865 2nd Street in Manchester, authentic Mexican at incredible prices, and they will be here to feed the mayor, correct?
Shh, the mayor's not supposed to know that.
He won't know. He's much too busy to be listening to Food for Thought right now.
That is
true. And Samantha, if you heard that, our lips are sealed. Don't anybody tell him.
But well, yes, they are coming. And wait till you see what they're going to bring them to. Oh, boy.
You were telling me a little bit about that.
Yum.
Because you and Daryl have been there.
We go there, way too often. Way too often.
No,
but I try to make healthy choices, though, which is a little difficult going into a Mexican restaurant. But
well, anyway. I think a healthy choice is not that difficult with granola. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but
true.
I think that is the case.
I'm hoping.
And from Maple Nut Kitchen in Keene, New Hampshire, Vivian Kubia Lindblom, who is here today with all kinds of, that's why we invited her. She brought us all kinds of granola. But I mean, flavor combinations that I have never heard of before. I was checking the website out, which has some really great pictures of some of the combinations. And I wrote down a couple that I was hoping she brought along, but we'll find out.
Thank you.
I thought it would be presumptuous of me to order ahead of time and say, well, could you bring this and this and this? But Vivian is here, and you've had the business for, just a couple years? You bought it from existing owner, correct?
Actually, I purchased the business a year ago. Just to give you a little bit of background, Maple Nut Kitchen just turned 1 year old.
Oh, happy birthday.
So that's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Sure. But I've always wanted to do something with specialty foods. I wanted to develop a healthy food product to sell and have my own business. So when I heard about this lovely woman selling her granola business, I immediately became really interested. Of course, I had hesitations because there are so many granola brands out there in the market already. So I wasn't sure. But as soon as I tasted it, that was it. It was a done deal. It was really the best granola I've ever tasted in my life. And I've had a lot of it because I'm a huge granola fan.
Well, having the passion is very important, right?
Exactly.
Because if you're making something that doesn't really jazz you that much, at some point it's probably going to show.
That's right.
I would think. All right, so you bought it from this woman. Why did she want to sell it? I'm sure it's a lot of work, and she was probably a one-man band, right?
Yes, she has two young kids and now a third one on the way, so it was just becoming a little too much for her. You know, she wanted to spend more time with the family and homeschool her kids, and it was very bittersweet for her, but it worked out for me, so I'm, you know, super happy about it. It had been around for about 3 years by the time I took it over, so it had a good little following already, which is nice to get a bunch of loyal customers that came with the business.
But how do you find a business like that being for sale?
Oh, yeah. So I heard about it via Hannah Grimes' Facebook page. You know Hannah Grimes Marketplace on Main Street in Keene?
Don't know it, no.
Okay. So I actually, you know, one day I was just scrolling through Facebook and I see this post that Hannah Grimes had on there because they carried the granola at their store. And that's how I learned about it. They were like, "We're sad to see Emma go," you know. So I called her and connected with her and had a lot of questions. And yeah, that's how it all started.
That's wonderful. Good for you. So
Thank you.
Let people know, like what kinds of flavors do you have here? Because there's like many containers out here, and
sure,
they all look good. And I was able to taste quite a few of them at the Made in New Hampshire Expo, and it is really, really good.
Thank you so much.
Very, very good.
Yeah, so we have 13 flavors available, which is a lot, so it definitely keeps me busy. And we make our product at Neighbor Made Kitchen in Keene, which is a commercial kitchen that you lease by the hour, and they have all the equipment there that we need.
Oh, wow.
To make as much as we need. And they have a filling machine, which is wonderful because it makes it easier for us to package and fill our product. It has a temper some days, but most of the time it works great.
So how often are you in the kitchen actually preparing granola? Like, is it on a weekly basis?
Definitely. A couple times a week. And my husband and I bake together. And I wanted to give him a shout out because he is the best helper ever. And he has a very, very demanding job in bridge construction. So he helps me bake on the weekends and weeknights. And in about 3 hours, I would say we make about 300 bags.
Wow.
So we are a good team.
Wow.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And you have to work efficiently because you're paying by the hour to use these
kitchens.
Exactly. And there's lots of other artisan bakers or producers or food makers like you that go in there. Because I know there's one, and I want to get her on the air, that's either in Derry or Londonderry. That is doing very well. It's this great concept where people can go in, and I've actually thought about using them because I do cookies and
right.
stuff.
I never heard of that.
Yeah,
which is a great idea for people like
it
this.
It is.
You know?
We love Neighbor Made. So if there's any you know, small businesses out there trying to start out, they realize they can't do it at their home kitchen anymore, give them a call because they are really great at helping you not only with your production but with other stuff as well as marketing and growing. And
and they're, at least from what I know of the one closer here, it's not that expensive.
No, it's not. It's not too bad. It's actually, I think, one of the least expensive ones in the area.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Where are you from?
Great. I'm from South America, a small country called Paraguay.
I've heard of Paraguay.
Yeah. Have you?
It's still bigger than Uruguay, though, isn't it?
Yes, a little bit.
Yes.
But not too many people can figure out my accent.
So how did you get from there to here? How did that all happen?
Well, I got to the States when I was 19, which was over 15 years ago. I guess I just gave away my age.
You did.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but Carol says she's not good at math, so don't worry about it.
I can add, Mike. Nothing much beyond that.
Okay. So I came to go to college. I went to an American school when I was back home in Paraguay, so I kind of was in that American culture, and I've always wanted to go to college here. So I met my husband, and he kind of changed my plans, which were to go back to Paraguay after I was done with college. And then we were in Florida for the last 10 years before we moved up here a couple years ago.
What were you studying in university?
Yeah, I was in business, and I got a master's in finance as well. And I was in the financial industry for a while. I was a financial advisor and assistant to financial advisors. So it's a total change. But I definitely found my passion, and that's really what matters.
It's so what matters, like Mike, said earlier, and you can just tell by your expressions when you talk about it. You just absolutely love what you do.
I love it. It's so much fun.
You do. So let's talk about different ways that, people can eat granola. Because if you don't know a whole lot about granola, which I really don't.
Okay.
Let me know. I mean, I'm on this healthy kick right now. I'm working out, and I'm watching what I'm eating and putting in my mouth. So, from what I understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that's why I'm asking. Like, from what I understand, there's lots of granola that's not good for you.
There is. There definitely are a lot of brands out there that are not conscious at all about what they put in their mixes. They add a lot of, added sugars and chemicals and things that are just horrible for you. But we definitely are very conscious of that. Our granola is vegan and also gluten-free. And it's very wholesome and healthy. There's nothing, bad for you in any of our mixes. So
I like that.
Yeah.
So give me some ideas of what to use with granola. Like if I, I've been having a struggle with breakfast.
Yeah.
So, different types of breakfast that I can eat with granola.
Yeah. So a lot of our blends go really well with just a plain Greek yogurt. Or a plain yogurt or a vanilla yogurt, but you really don't need to add anything else to it because they're tasty and they have enough sweetness without having too much sugar. So you can add it to yogurt, you can add it to oatmeal to have a little crunch on oatmeal. If you're indulging, you can add it to a little ice cream or frozen yogurt.
A little fro-yo.
You can do a bake. We have a wonderful bake on our website. It's a peach blueberry bake, which I add a little bit of coconut flour and just sliced peaches and blueberries and our Northern Berry Harvest granola on top. And it's really, really good and healthy.
I can't wait to experiment.
All right,
now.
So I'm going
to
tell you the ones that really caught my eye. I don't know if you brought a lot today. I don't know if you brought... I was really interested in the Western Cocoa Cayenne.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh. A lot of people love it. If you like a little bit of a bite, as soon as you taste it, you can taste the chocolate at first, and then slowly you start feeling a bite. Mm-hmm. It takes about a minute to kick in. It's kind of funny.
I like those.
But it's definitely one of our most interesting flavors.
Yeah, I think chocolate with cayenne is great.
Yeah,
Lindt chocolate makes a bar that's got cayenne pepper in it.
Really?
And it's
Lindt?
Just like you say, yeah, it's my favorite thing that they make. Yeah, because they make these kind of long, thin bars. They're about $2 or $3.
Daryl eats one a day.
Oh, yeah.
He hides them in the desk.
I do the same thing
funny.
At home.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the dark chocolate ones are really good.
And
try it with the cayenne.
Yeah, I'll have to tell him
that. Really good.
And I
got
to try your what we just mentioned here. Also, the mocha chip sounds like it.
The mocha chip is awesome. When you're craving chocolate, just have a few pinches of that, and it takes away your chocolate craving instead of reaching for the unhealthy chocolate bar. that's great. As well as the sweet and salty, which is one of our top sellers. We have mini dark chocolate chips, maple roasted almonds, dried cherries. So that's a really nice one, too.
What's the secret of making good granola? Because we've tried it at home, just Barbara has, and it was too greasy, I thought. Although she was trying to make granola bars, so I guess you need to have some. I don't know.
Right.
You don't. What do you use
well,
in terms of?
She's not going to give you her
I'm
secret.
I'm not going to give away all my secrets.
Well, she's not leaving until she does. No.
No. You're gonna hold me hostage.
No, but I mean, there must be some secrets to making sure the consistency is not oily.
Yeah. So basically, we mix all the dry ingredients and the wet ingredients, like the maple syrup, extracts, olive oil, and then we mix them together and lightly bake it in the oven. And then afterwards, we add in any dried fruit or roasted almonds or anything else that we add to it.
Do you do it on like the big, shallow cookie sheets or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I got it from her.
I got it. That's it. I'm not saying anything else.
I'm not giving up anything else. Well, you know, I think that you told us that your background was in finance.
Yep.
And that is, I would think, a tremendous asset.
Oh, yeah.
From the business end of running your business, right?
It definitely is. So I feel comfortable with that aspect of it. So yeah, it's been really fun, you know, looking at financial projections and figuring out what's the best way to grow. And it's definitely a fun part of it for me.
Right. And when you got together with Hannah, you must have, you know, known right off whether or not this was going to be, you know, good for you or not, or profitable.
Yep.
And
exactly.
And you've been doing it for a year. So that's that's really fantastic.
Yeah.
I think we need to take a break. And we're going to go on break because I want to taste some of this granola.
I see how this works.
And for those listeners tuning in, we are in studio with Vivian Kubia Lindblom. She is of Maple Nut Kitchen. They're over in Keene. And her granola is, I'm going to taste some different kinds here. I know I had the mocha chip at the Made
did
in
you?
Hamster Expo. I did. Mm-hmm. But stay tuned, and Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Go ahead and swallow, Carol.
I know. Oh, my gosh. This is, like, really, really good.
Thank you so much.
What is this one right here that I had? This one.
The Northern Berry Harvest.
Northern Berry Harvest.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to put that on granola.
That one is my favorite, hands down, out of all of our 13 flavors. It's one of our paleo blends.
Explain paleo for people that maybe don't know.
Very strict.
Sure. So paleo is basically a way of eating that's based on our early human ancestors, hunters-gatherers.
Cavemen.
Right. Where they ate mostly meat, fish, fruits and veggies, and nuts and seeds. So these mixes do not have any oats in them. It's just nuts and seeds and dried fruit.
Your paleo collection?
Exactly, the paleo collection.
And how many do you have in the paleo collection?
There's four flavors.
Okay.
One of them we just talked about a minute ago, the Western Cocoa Cayenne. Then there's a Northern Berry Harvest, which looks like it's your favorite.
That is so good.
Then there's a Southern Cherry Almond, which is amazing too. And our new one, which is Eastern Apple Pecan or pecan. I'm not really sure how to pronounce
it.
People say it either way.
They say it both ways.
You're fine saying
Windham
it
or Windham,
way.
You know, to say, like, is there a right answer? No, there is not. So here's what I notice. I mean, I'm not a big granola aficionado, but I can't tell you I've had enough of the larger commercially available granola. And this is, it's not harsh.
Right.
Sometimes you get a mouthful of granola and you feel like you're cutting your gums. It's so hard.
Right.
Even though this is softer, it still has crunch. So you've found a good middle ground.
It's a good balance, right?
And now you bought this from a woman who wanted to not have it any longer. You liked it a lot, so you didn't really change anything. How long did it take for her to train you to get it so that when the new batches came out, people wouldn't notice that it was a new owner?
It all happened fairly quickly, but she was very helpful for 2 or 3 weeks. You know, I was in the kitchen with her, and it was a lot of information. I'm a good baker, and I've always loved to bake, so it wasn't that hard, but it was just a lot at one time. You know, she was great in giving me all the information I needed and the tips. And we've been doing a good job with not it being any different than it used to be. And like I was telling you during the break, I didn't really find anything wrong with the blends. So at first I was like, well, maybe there's ways to improve it and make it better, but it was already so fabulous that I decided not to change a thing and just, you know, keep the product the way it was because people already were loving it before. So yeah, it's...
And like baking, it, you know, it must be a science because you have to keep everything so consistent.
Definitely.
So you must have your recipes. You must make it in smaller batches, I would assume.
We do. Yeah, we make it in small batches. Each batch produces about 60 to 70 bags.
Wow. Now, for listeners that are out there that want to get some maple nut granola, maple nut kitchen granola, where would they find it?
Yeah,
like, do you have a storefront yourself? Or
I don't have a storefront. It's mostly wholesaling in different retailers in the area. You can go to maplenutkitchen.com and see all our locations. There's about 30 to 35 locations. And, some in this particular area would be in Concord. There's a co-op. There's the Crust and Crumb Bakery, which is a great little bakery on Main Street. Granite State Natural Foods.
Anything in Manchester?
We have one place in Manchester, Alibaba.
Alibaba, yeah.
Oh,
right.
Alibaba. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. So you can find it there, as well as in Hooksett. I was just delivering there today, Johnson's Golden Harvest.
On 28?
It's right on the entrance to 93. It's a great store with lots of local products and produce and great people. I want to say hi to my friend Brian. He said he was going to listen in.
Oh, nice.
So, great
so
guy.
What is the name of that store again?
Johnson's Golden Harvest.
Johnson's Golden Harvest.
And there's a place in Candia, too, right? That
Yes.
That's just kind of relaunching?
Yes, they're reopening. They actually just opened the store. It's a new store that started last year. And I believe they're opening this Friday, and it's called The Farmer's Wife.
Now, have you added new locations? I mean, because that's how the business grows. I would assume there was a certain, you know, a core of businesses, retail outlets that bought from you. Have you been able to add anything new?
Oh, yeah, a lot. We started, when I took over, I got about 13 to 14 accounts, and now we're up to close to 35.
Good for you.
So yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Now, can people order off of your website?
They can.
So if I want to get something, I can go to your website, which is, what is your website?
It's maplenutkitchen.com.
Maplenutkitchen.com. And I can order directly from you, going to...
If you don't have a location near you, I always try to get people to go to their local stores. Get it there. Mm-hmm. And you know, but we have a lot of customers that are farther away in other states or don't have a retailer close to them.
Okay.
And they can get it on the website.
Well, when I leave here, I'm going to Alibaba. And I'm going... Now, do they
tell
have...
them they need to reorder.
Oh, I hope they have some.
Because I actually just started with them.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do they have all the flavors?
No, they only have a couple flavors.
Okay.
So, yeah, you got to work your way in for
shelf
space, right?
Well, you know what?
Right?
I will go in and do that for you. And
that
I'm going to say...
That would be great.
I want, you know... Okay.
That
I
would be very helpful.
Wow, I like that. All right, so you've got 30-some whatever locations now. Looking ahead, everybody's got a business plan. Now that I know that you're a finance person, you must be projecting, and where would you like to take this company that seems to be doing well?
Yeah, well, we still have a lot of room to grow in New England, but definitely the goal is to go nationwide. Hopefully in a few years we're able to do that and be in, you know, chains such as Whole Foods and such.
Right.
So. That's the idea.
That would
for
be
sure.
So your niche too.
Exactly.
I mean, Whole Foods,
but
Fresh Market, even.
Well, you're talking about adding people too, right? It's going to be more than just you and your husband.
Oh, of course.
If you go to that point, so are you planning in your mind who you might hire? Are there people that you think would be good employees?
I have some people in mind. I do have a friend who helps me whenever I really need her. But you know, since this is my full-time job right now, I can still manage. But definitely down the road, I need to hire some people because it's getting, you know, there's weeks where it's just really chaotically busy, and that's when I have my friend help. But yeah, I'm excited, looking forward to that.
Yeah, Carol, I think I made the mistake of inviting Vivian on the day after Made in New Hampshire was over.
Thing.
I reached out, and there was a couple of people that said, oh, my God, we're so busy, and because I know you had to catch up and make more product.
Yeah.
And I think you may have been one of those people, but I knew that you wanted to come on, and so.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks so much for inviting me. It's been a blast.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah.
So, again, it's Maple Nut Kitchen, and, you know, we've been talking the last segment about non-GMO food. Foods and And all your products are that?
Yep. There's no GMOs in our product at all. So that's a great thing.
Right. And we also were talking about the fact that local maple syrup is sourced. Is that your only essential source of sweetening for the most part? Or do you have to sometimes use other sugars?
Nope. We only use pure New Hampshire maple syrup for a sweetener. So our mixes are not very high in sugar, which is important to know.
Yet they're sweet.
Exactly. They're flavorful.
This one here
but
is
not
so,
sickeningly sweet.
No, it is, because that was my one problem eating granola, because I always, you know, I kind of generally knew it was somewhat healthy, but then when you read the backs of them, they're not. You know, some of them, most of them.
Yeah.
And they're not sweet. They taste yucky. This is so good.
It's outstanding.
Good.
Yeah, you can tell it's fresh and local. Well, good job, Vivian.
Thanks so much.
Is this your first time in media?
It's my very first time, so I was a little nervous about it.
Oh, round of applause. Yes.
You know what?
Yay, I did it.
You would have never known.
No, not at all.
You were
sweet.
Fantastic.
Thanks so
thank you very much.
And thank you.
All right, stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back, and my nephew will be on playing the piano. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.